and good morning, everybody. It is a Saturday morning sports talk here on AM 1340 KXEO. Matt Pilger here, Leighton Maskey in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I know it was a busy night of high school football, a little homecoming in Mexico, as a matter of fact. Good night there for the Bulldogs, and I'm sure you talked to plenty of coaches last night, right?
Yeah, I talked to them. We didn't get very many on the show, but I did talk to them.
Well, I've seen you've been reaching out to them in emails all week long, getting some stats prepared for that. So we're going to go over the high school football scores here in just a little bit. Mizzou football today in Como, the fourth consecutive sellout for the Mizzou Tigers as they take on Vandy. So it should be a pretty electric atmosphere over in Columbia this afternoon.
Yep,
we'll look forward to that. We're going to talk about the Cardinals and the Royals, and, the Cardinals season, it's pretty much over. The Royals, they're hanging on by a thread, and we will talk about all of that coming up in the roundtable. But first off, we have a couple of guests in the studio this morning from the Mexico High School volleyball team. We have Jacqueline Klein. She's a junior, and we have Claire Isgrig, a junior as well. I want to say good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Glad to have you both in here. We don't get a chance to talk about volleyball a whole lot on the sports show, so I'm glad to have you guys in here this morning. First off, we're going to start off with Jackie. How's the season going so far? I think you guys have a winning record right now, right?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. We have a lot of positive energy on the court.
A lot of positive energy on the court. Very, very nice. What are you guys sitting at right now? What's your record? Do you know?
Right now we're 4-3.
4-3. One game over 500. That's a success. Jackie, tell us about the position that you play for volleyball.
I play right side, so I'm on the right side of the court, and I hit the ball whenever Claire sets me.
Whenever Claire sets you now.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about setting you up. That's whenever she kind of, passes the ball over to you, if you will, for lack of a better term, and then you're ready to shoot it over the net. Tell us a little bit about that.
So she gets a second ball, and then she sets it with her hands to me, and then I go in for the spike, which is also known as a kill.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's the best thing. That's like a home run in baseball, the spike in volleyball, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very nice. We're going to bring in Claire Isgrig to the conversation here, junior as well. Tell us about the position you play on volleyball.
I play the setter, so I get the second ball. I play, I set all the hitters up. I can set, I have to think about where my hitters are, and I have to think about where the blocks are at, so it's very mental.
Yeah.
I set Jacqueline a lot.
Very nice, very nice. How many years have you guys been playing volleyball, Jackie?
I've been playing since I was in fifth grade, I would say.
Fifth grade?
Yeah. At the YMCA.
Okay, Claire?
Yeah, I think I've been playing since like sixth grade, so like 6 years.
Kind of the difference between this year's team and years past, you guys have a pretty good chemistry going on as far as teammates go and teamwork.
Yeah, I think overall the whole team, we're all getting along and we have a very good energy.
Makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about Coach French and maybe some of the other players on the team that have a big role there for Mexico volleyball.
Coach French has brought a lot of positive energy to our team. And our players, we all just get along with each other very well.
Yeah, Coach French, she's really good at keeping the energy positive, even if like something goes wrong. She knows how to bring us up.
Very nice. Now, I know that Mexico football has to play handball next week. That's always a very daunting trip to take. You guys had to play handball this week. How did things go there? They're pretty tough in volleyball, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Handball's a really good team at volleyball, and I feel like We were doing pretty good at the beginning, but our energy just got down because they're a really good team. And
Yeah, no doubt. You feel the same way about that, Claire?
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Yeah. So you guys are going to have a very busy week that's going to be coming up this upcoming week. Tell us a little bit about the schedule, if you will.
We have 3 games this week, at Fulton Monday, at Kirksville Tuesday, home against Bowling Green on Thursday, and then we'll have a tournament in Warrenton on Saturday.
Warrenton tournament. What are we looking at there in that Warrenton tournament? A lot of teams, and it'll be a full day worth of a lot of games, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah. You guys ready for this tournament?
Yeah.
I mean, Yeah?
We usually do pretty good at our tournaments.
Okay. So what are some of the goals that you guys set for this year? Is it trying to win the conference? Is it winning a game or two in districts? What are some of those goals?
I feel like one of our goals is getting higher in districts than we have gotten in the past years, because I think we got kicked out of districts the first game 2 years in a row. So we just want
to... Got to get over that hill, if you will. No doubt about it. Districts have to be coming up pretty soon, I would think. Is that right?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm sure the season's been going on here for a little while now. So districts will be coming up. We'll look forward to that. Any shout-outs that you guys want to give to your teammates this morning while you're on the air?
Skylar Arnold, the homecoming queen.
What?
She's our libero on varsity.
Very nice. Skylar Arnold, of course, was crowned homecoming queen last night. Congratulations to her. You guys are going to have a very busy week coming up. Any practice today, or do you guys get to relax a little bit?
We get to relax today, but we will have practice tomorrow.
Practice tomorrow. How many days do you guys practice a week?
It depends on how many games we have. We practice when we don't have games.
Okay. All right. So this week you'll be playing a lot of games, not so much practice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to wish you guys the best of luck on the season. I appreciate you all getting up early on a Saturday morning, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. All
right. Yeah, thank you so much. Jacqueline Klein, also Claire Isgrig, both juniors for Mexico Volleyball, our guests this morning.